Let's turn to Genesis chapter 18.
让我们翻开, verse 18 and 19.
18到19节. Verse 18. Since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。
And let me read 17 as well. The Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?
我们再看看，顺便看看17节，耶和华说，我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
Since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。
For I have chosen him, so that he may command his children and his household after him, to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him.
我眷顾他，为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守我的道，秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。
So that's very interesting that God gave us this verse 18, the promise that God gave to Abraham.
非常有趣啊，神给亚伯拉罕，这个在18节的这个应许。
But in 19, this condition.
在19节呢，乃是一个条件。
But he says, he also gave us a purpose of why the Lord chose Abraham.
他也告诉我们神为什么拣选亚伯拉罕的目的。
So he says, I have chosen him so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord.
神说，我眷顾他，我要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵行我的道。
By doing righteousness and justice so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him.
秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。
So the purpose of the Lord choosing him and giving him this promise is for him to teach his children and his children to his their children multiple generations down the road so that what God had promised to him will be fulfilled.
神拣选亚伯拉罕的目的呢，是要让亚伯拉罕 教训他的众子，然后他众子的众子，然后一代一代的想传，一直到最后。
It is not just about Abraham himself.
不光是为着亚伯拉罕本人而已。
So let's turn to another place. let's turn to Book of Job.
乃是在约伯记。
Verse 1 through 5. Book of Job. Chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless, upright, fearing God, turning away from evil.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Seven sons and three daughters were born to him.
他生了七个儿子，三个女儿。
Verse 4, his sons used to go and hold a feast in the house of each one on his day, and they would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them.
第四节，他的儿子按着日子各在自己家里摆设宴席，就打发人去请了他的三个姐妹来与他们一同吃喝。
When the days of feasting had completed their cycle, Job would stand and consecrate them, rising up early in the morning and offering burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, Perhaps my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did continually.
筵席的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自洁。他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说， 恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉了神。约伯常常这样写。
Here we can see God gave us a glimpse of how the patriarchs taught their children.
这儿我们看见神怎么样，神让我们看见那些列祖们，他们是怎么样来教育自己的儿女的。
Job was a blameless man.
约伯是一个完全正直的人。
And how he taught his children, how he prayed for them.
他是怎么样来教导他的儿女，为他们祷告。
After they had fun, they had a party, and Job had a fear that they would sin during this fun time and offer sin offering for them.
当他们在自己家里摆设宴席完了以后，常常约伯为他们担忧，为他们嫌烦忌。
And this is also today that what the Lord wants us to do.
这也是今天主要我们应该这样去做。
All the parents,
所有的父母都如此。
Especially fathers.
特别是父亲。
Let's turn to another place.
翻开另一处圣经。
There will be, let's turn to the last book of Old Testament, Malachi, chapter 4.
翻开旧约圣经最后一卷书, 马拉基书第四章。
The last two verses in the last book of the Old Testament.
最后，旧约最后的两节圣经。
And the whole Old Testament ends with these two verses.
所有旧约就在这两节圣经结束了。
Behold, I'm going to send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord.
看哪，耶和华大而可畏的日子来未来未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。He
will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, so that I will not come and smite the land with the curse.
他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
So in the end times, Lord Jesus says the situation will become very bad.
我们都知道末世变得越来越严峻。
People talk about love, but there's no true love.
人们讲爱，却没有真爱。
People mix the lust with the love.
人把那个。
情欲变成是爱。 And but Lord says, I'll come and do a thing. Is I will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers.
但是神要差派先知来，要让父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
And today many of us are fathers.
我们今天很多做父母的。
And many of us are children.
我们很多的孩子们。
Let's turn to a book of another place in the New Testament. It's Ephesians. Let's turn to Ephesians.
新约以弗所书。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
Verse 1-4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise.
这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福。
So that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth.
在世长寿，这是第一条在应许的诫命。
Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
So I'll read verse 4 again. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So let's have a word of prayer before the Lord.
让我们在主的面前低头祷告。
Father, we leave this hour in your hand.
让我们把这点时间交托在你的手中。
May you have mercy and grace to us.
愿你赐下你的恩典和怜悯。
That every one of us may have a good soil in our heart, so that we receive your word, and we will have this repentance in our heart, and turn to the Lord.
让每个人的心都是一个柔软的心, 使我们可以回转过来向着主。
Pray in Jesus' holy name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. So we continue our subject of God's eternal purpose.
我们继续讲神永远的旨意。
And we share about from the life of Abraham.
我们已经讲过了亚伯拉罕的一生。
Through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God showed us his eternal purpose.
神借着亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，把他的永远的旨意向我们显明出来。
And the verses we just read, Genesis 18, verse 18 and 19, it showed us the reason why he chose him.
那么创世纪第18章18到19节告诉我们神为什么拣选亚伯拉罕的原因。
Because he wanted to bless the whole earth through Abraham.
因为神要借着亚伯拉罕来祝福全地。
And it's not just through Abraham himself, but through his seed, through his descendants.
不光是亚伯拉罕本人, 而是要借着亚伯拉, 更是要借着亚伯拉罕的子孙, 他的那个后代,
through all the people of Israel.
来祝福所有的, 就是祝福所有的以色列人。
And among them, our Lord Jesus, through our Lord Jesus, that the blessing that God promised to Abraham will be upon all the peoples of the world.
借着以色列人, 尤其是借着, 后来的耶稣基督来祝福全地的人。
So in Genesis 19, Lord Jesus tells us, God tells us that Abraham may instruct his children, command his children to keep the way of the Lord.
那么记着19节, 神要告诉亚伯拉罕, 让他教训子孙能够遵行神的道。
And to me, that's the key, that how God's purpose can be fulfilled.
对我来说,这是非常重要的, 因为这就表明神的旨意是怎么样成就。
So for today, when God saved us, God does not just look upon ourselves.
今天神拯救了我们, 并不是光光专心在我们这个人的身上。
God promised, God wants to bless everyone in our household.
因为神应许说他还要祝福我们全家。
So that in the New Testament, I think, brothers and sisters, if you read the Bible, you know that this promise that you and your whole household will be saved.
就像我们要来弟兄姊妹们，我们仔细读圣经，越圣经的时候，我们就知道神要祝福我们本人和我们的全家。
So, Lord, when He promises or when He blesses, it is not just for ourselves.
所以神祝福我们不光是为我们一个人而已。
He wants to bring the same blessing to all household, not only just our household, but also through multiple generations.
而是神要把这个祝福带到我们的全家以及我们的子孙后代。
So fathers have a responsibility to raise our children up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
所以父亲有这样的责任来按着神的教训。 来教导，来教训，抚养我们的儿女。
And the both parents, we all have this responsibility.
当然，父亲和母亲都有同样的责任。
But especially the fathers.
但是父亲的责任更大。So
that God's promise, God's blessing can be passed on to our next generation, our children and their children and their children as well.
也只有这样,
Think of this, Lord has this, this enterprise.
就想象, 神有这么一个大的企业,
and it lasts not only just 100 years, it lasts like 1,000 years. And God wants to build that, the whole enterprise, and you and I will be part of it.
神不是100年之久, 神要建立这个庞大的企业,
and God tells us that when He chose us, and He has this in His heart of those who will be born after us, our children and our grandchildren and children's children.
所以神可以想象，神当拣选我们、拯救我们的时候，在他的心目中之中，不光是我们这个人。
You know, in the evangelical circles, we focus primarily on the personal faith.
我们都知道在福音这样的福音派里面，我们只注重于我们个人的灵性。
Which is very important. Everyone should have should possess a personal trust, faith in the Lord.
当然这确实是很重要的,我们每一个人都要在神的面前有完全的信心。
And but we focus on that too much and forgot about that God's broader vision, that the reason He saved us, the reason that He wants us to possess personal faith in the Lord Jesus is to bring the blessing to all the household.
但是我们常常因为太注重于个人的灵命, 所以我们常常忽略了神在我们这个更大的计划，乃至借着我们一个人所带来一家的祝福。Especially
to our children.
特别是为着我们后代子孙。
But unfortunately, we know that today, those who are born to Christian families, the children, 90% of the time will never come back to the church again.
但是非常不幸的是，今天。 我们这些信主的家庭，我们的孩子们，大概有90%的人， 长大以后就不再回去教会了。They
will forsake their faith.
他们抛弃了他们的信仰。They
are just Christians by name.
他们只是名义上的基督徒。On
our children, one of them,
就是我们的。
So we need to be aware that God gave that responsibility to us. One day we're gonna meet the Lord, and first thing that He will do is the judgment.
所以有一天，我们当见主面的时候，主给我们的审判，在他台前的审判的第一件事。
Focus too much on the baptism of your children.
不要只注重于你儿女的受浸就够了。
All those who left the church, 90% of them, they're all baptized.
因为这些90%离开教会的儿女，这些下一代，他们都是受浸过的。But
we know that if they don't have this personal faith in the Lord, if they don't really love the Lord, through the example of the parents, they eventually will leave, they'll forsake the faith.
如果他们没有真实在神面前个人的信心，没有借着他父母亲所做的榜样所带出来那个真实的经历，他们迟早会放弃他们的信心。
So this is a great responsibility a father has.
这作为父亲来说，这是何等大的一个责任。This
is a great responsibility that parents have.
这是父母亲共同有的责任。
So today I'd like to, through the grace and mercy of the Lord, to share from the Bible that how we're going to help not only us. We learn with our children. We're not perfect.
我们包括今天借着神的恩典，我们来从圣经里边来看看神给我们的怜悯，我们和我们的子女儿女一道来看，来学。
So for those who are children, your parents are not perfect.
我们知道，对孩子们来说，你们的父母亲并不是完美的。But
God used imperfect parents to teach us, to make us perfect.
神要借着我们这些不完全的父母亲，使你们完全。So
that we can learn from parents their wrongs they are doing, or the right things they are doing. We can learn both ways.
我们也记得我们父母亲他们的错误他们所做的对的事不管是对还是错我们都能够学到真实的功课
So I often said, using imperfect parents to make us perfect is the perfect way of the Lord.
也就是我常常说的，借着不完全的父母亲来学习一个完美的功课，这是神给我们完美的一个带领。So
I hope that today, we learn together, parents, especially fathers and children, we all learn together to bring glory to the Lord.
所以今天巴不得我们父母亲 还有我们做孩子的，我们一道的来学习，把这个荣耀，最终的荣耀归给神。
So of course, first parents have to be saved themselves.
当然，我们都知道，首先的是父母亲必须是得救的。And
not only that, the parents need to have a heart for the Lord.
不光如此，父母亲还必须要对神有爱慕的心。And
we treasure. The blessing from the Lord.
我们宝贝神给我们的祝福。We
treasure the grace we have received in salvation.
我们宝贝神借救恩给我们带来的恩典。And
we want to pursue the Lord, pursue the knowledge of the holiness.
我们也有心想要来追求那个圣神的圣洁。So
we need parents, especially fathers, that we need to learn ourselves.
特别是做父母亲的，我们必须要来自己来在神的面前学习。
So the best way to teach our children, of course, we all know, is by example.
我们都知道教育我们孩子最重要的就是我们自己要做榜样。
So we need to show that to our children that how we are serious about pursuing the Lord or being a Christian.
必须要在孩子的面前告诉他们做榜样，让他们看到我们是怎么样对神是这样的认真的，怎样做真的基督徒。Now
we are all full-time Christians.
我们每一个人都是全世界的基督徒。We
the work that we have to work 9 through 5, that so-called full-time jobs, they are part-time jobs in the eyes of God.
我们平时间的工作都是从九点钟到五点钟，这个我们平时间叫做全时间的上班，但是在神的面前，九到五点钟仍然是就是 part time
工作。So our employment in the world is our part time job.
我们在这个世界上的工作只是不完全的，不是全职。
For 24 hours a day, we have the full time job for the Lord, for being the children of God.
一天24个小时，我们要全时间的，24个小时都要做神完全的全职的基督徒。And
some kids very smart. So, even in my sleep?
那有的孩子就很聪明，就想啊，难道我睡觉的时候也要做基督徒？
Yes.
是的。
So what you dream?
所以说你要注意到你做梦在梦什么。
Some people don't sin outwardly, but they sin in the dream.
有的人在醒着的时候他不犯罪，睡着的时候却做梦犯罪。So
full time, so all everyone here, we need to know we are full time Christians, full time children of God.
所以我们所有的人在这里都应该知道，我们是全世界的基督徒，全世界的神的儿女。God
will give us grace so that we can work harder than we work for this employment. With the grace and power of God.
神会给我们足够的恩典，借着他的能力，我们能够和恩典，我们能够做全世间的神的儿女，胜过今天在地上我们做那个半职的工作。You
know that when I was young, that I had this question.
我年轻的时候，我有这样的一个问题。And
I was so busy at work.
我常常忙于自己的工作。
I got home like 10, 11 o'clock at the night.
有时候晚上到十点十一点我才回到家里。
I feel very stressful because the things that I don't know, so much things I need to learn for the work.
我的压力非常大，因为我觉得我工作中很多东西我都不明白。
And none of our brothers who are computers field can help me either.
那么, 这弟兄姊妹中间有在这同一个专业里面的人,
so I had this question, I asked the Lord, I just had this in my mind, I said, who can serve the Lord? Who had the time and energy to serve the Lord?
所以我那个时候我对神有这样的问题, 我说, 谁还有时间精力来个服侍你呢?
We are so tired after we got home.
因为每天回到家里面, 我都非常累了。
The only time left at home is just to eat and rest.
在家里的时间仅仅是吃睡而已。
And I think maybe some of the young people here, you may have a similar question.
我想今天在座的年轻人中可能你有同样的问题。
But praise the Lord that when I had that question, one day I went to a prayer meeting.
但是感谢主, 我有这样的问题的时候有一天,
And God answered my question through a brother's prayer. And the brother didn't know I had this question, but in his prayer, he was quoting a Bible.
这个弟兄当然不知道我有问题,
and he said, the Jews asked, what can we do in order to do the works of the Lord?
当犹太人说，问说，我们做什么？我们当做什么样的工才能服侍神呢？
And Lord Jesus replied that the belief in the one whom He sent is the work of God.
主耶稣回答说，信神所差来的就是做神的工。
All of a sudden, my burden lifted when I heard that verse.
当我一听到那句话的时候，我的重担就脱落了。
Because I knew that God answered my prayer, my questions through that verse.
我相信, 神记得那段经文, 那个祷告的经文, 说是回答了我。
Believe.
相信,
having faith in the Lord Jesus.
相信,
well, God does not take the, tell me that at the time. He didn't tell me, okay, you need to like have a planner, daily planner, and this hour you allocated for your prayer, for work, and this hour, 9 to 5, or whatever, for the work. No, God did not tell us in that way. No, He said, believe, trust me. It is about our heart. Trust me. Believe in me.
相信我就够了。
If you have a heart for me,
如果你有一个心向着我,
you can rise up above the storm of life.
你就可以超越,
and Lord Jesus said, Lord Jesus says, even we have a faith as small as a seed of a mustard seed that you cannot see. You know the pepper? You know the pepper, right? The pepper, 胡椒. Yeah, you take some of them in your hand. You look at individual, the grain of pepper, that's how large that mustard seed is about.
主耶稣说，只要你的信心像芥菜种那么大就够了。你知道芥菜种有多大吗？ 我们把那个胡椒粉倒出来，就像胡椒粉那样大的芥菜种。
Lord said, if we have this, the size of faith like that small, we can move the mountains. We can ask the mountain, hey, I don't like you to be there. So, hey, why don't you move away? And you will move away.
主耶稣说，如果你有芥菜种那么大一点点的信心，就足以使你能够移山，从这处移到那处。
Thank the Lord. So that's encouraging for all of us. I know that we are in, we're all busy, stressful. From the word, but I encourage everyone to ask for that faith from the Lord.
我们有这样的信心就够了。我们知道我们在座的，我们都有压力啊，都很忙，但是我们求主给我们这样的信心。
So first thing I would like to say that in the when we want to raise our children. in the Lord, in the discipline of the Lord, first thing is that we need to pray for them. We need to pray for them like a Job did with their children. I believe that Job, when his children were having a party,
我相信当约伯的儿女们他们在, 开各种样的那个, party 的时候,
children were having fun.
他的儿女们一定是非常,
But what was Job doing when their children having fun?
当他的儿女们在欢乐宴席开会开宴开 party 的时候，约伯在做什么呢？
He was worried, and he was praying.
他担心，所以他祷告。
What was he worried about?
他担心什么事？
He was afraid that when their children having fun, having party, that they may sin against God.
他因为他担心他的儿女们在宴乐的时候，他们可能会犯罪得罪神。
They might be trapped in sins or temptations.
他们可能会受诱惑陷。
And so he definitely he was praying during this time when his children are having party.
所以我们肯定的说，他儿女们在宴乐的时候，他在为他们祷告。
And not only that, after party is over, so he was very wise father. He would not interrupt them, but he praying for them. But when the party was over, that he will ask them, ask each one of them to consecrate themselves and to offer burnt offering for them.
所以不光是他们在宴乐之中的时候，他为着他们来祷告，而且在宴乐之后，他还为着他们，希望他们能够一个一个的来到神的面前，来。
See, he offered a burnt offering, one for each of his 10 children.
他为着他们，他的十个儿女，每一个人来单独的献一个燔祭。
See, this is how we should conduct ourselves as well.
这也是我们每一个父母应该做的事。
We're not as perfect as Job. So we need to first pray for us. Then we need to really pray for our children. First thing, what is the first thing that we need to pray for them? Is that they don't sin. It's the same thing we pray for us. That we don't sin. We don't fall into temptations. So that's what Job did. He set a good example. God recorded it for us to all learn. So one of our brothers, he's a minister, so but his two sons, one is doctor, the other one is dentist. So people ask this brother, what did you do to your sons? So they are, you know, they're very successful in the eyes of a lot of our brothers and sisters. And he says, no, I didn't go to seminar. So how to raise the kids. Now, I didn't read the books, How to Raise Your Kids, which a lot of young Christians parents do. No, he said, I just pray for them.
传道人回答说, 我并没有去看,
Sometimes when they're in school, when they're in the high school, that he entered their room and kneeled before their bed and prayed for them.
有时候他甚至跑到高中, 的教室里面去跪下来,
when they are in high school, they are in school, he entered their bedroom and prayed for them.
哦, 当他们儿女们在高中上课的时候, 他到了他们的那个卧室, 跪下来为着他们的儿女,他的儿子祷告。
So he had two sons. He would enter each room, pray for his sons.
所以他因为他有两个儿子，所以他就到他们分别到他们的房间跪下为他们祷告。
And this is so we need to do, to pray for our sons. Maybe they are far away, maybe they are nearby, maybe they are at home, but we need to pray for them.
这也是我们应当做的，不管我们的儿女是在远处还是在近处或者在家里，我们应该这样常为他们祷告。
Not only that, we need to also pray with them if they are nearby.
不光如此，我们也可以和他们一同来祷告，如果他们就在我们身边的话。Learn
the lesson together with them.
和他们一道的来学这样功课。Sometimes
if we pray together, it has a special impact on their life as well.
当我们有时候和他们一起来祷告的时候，对他们来说， 也是有特别的影响。
When they face a decision that they need to make.
比如说当他们在面临着要做很大的决定的时候，
we may want to pray with them.
我们需要来和他们一同的祷告。
And then experience God's grace and deliverance together.
一起来经历, 神的救赎，神的。
And also, the third point is that we need to teach them God's word.
也借着这样，我们来告诉他们神的话。
And we need to share God's word with them.
我们需要把神的话分享给他们。
So I was thinking about that. What is the, you know, where to start?
当我在思想这样的问题的时候，我常常在想，应该怎么，我来想怎么样开始这样的做。
So if we have a, if you want to have a daily, maybe 15 minutes, if your children in the high school, and if they're busy with the homework, you cannot have an hour or half an hour, but just 10 or 15 minutes. How do we start to have this? This out together to share, to learn from God's word.
我在想，比如说我们的儿女们现在可能在上高中，他们很忙，他们不可能有一个小时、两个小时和我们一道的来学习祷告。我们可以有十分钟、十五分钟的时间，我们一起来做就可以了。
Or whatever in the ways that you like to share the word of God with them.
不管你要用什么样的方式来把神的话教导给。
I think one book is very useful. I haven't done that in my household yet, but I would like to share it because when I really read the Bible and then also in the different occasions, I feel this book helped me quite a lot.
我觉得有一本书可能是非常非常好实用的。 虽然我自己在家里边还没有做，但是当我在思想这样的题目的想这样的想法的时候， 我觉得这本书可能会有很大的帮助。Some of
you may know that during the summer, we have a manna fellowship in the morning, Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. And we read through this book as well.
大家可能有一部分人都知道，我们在马拉团契，就是星期六的早晨，我们一道年轻人一道来读书，我们也一起读过这本书。This
book is the book of Proverbs.
就是, 真言这本书。
Because in the book of Proverbs, it is a father wants to to tell his son how to know the Lord, how to live a life that is pleasing in God's eyes.
因为这本书呢, 乃是一位父亲, 教育自己的儿子, 怎么样, 来明白神, 怎么样来讨神的喜悦。
So you see that in this Proverbs, you can see this phrase, my son, my son, my son, 48 times.
所以你注意看, 这本书, 有一个词, 就是我儿, 我儿这个词, 反复出现了有49次之多。
It is father when he tried to talk to his son, tried to instruct his son the wisdom and the knowledge, and he wanted his son to pay attention. That's why he said, my son. And later you can find this phrase again, my son, my son. So it totaled 48 times in the whole book of Proverbs.
我们可以看到，这好像是一个父亲谆谆的教导自己的儿女关于智慧、知识，所以他会反反复复的讲到我的我儿，我儿达到48次之多。
And so this book is very personal and intimate because it built on the relationship of father and son.
这本书是非常一本。 亲密的书就是父亲与儿子之间的那样的关系的基础上。
So it is especially in first seven chapters, the phrase my son actually occurred 24 times. Half of this occurrence actually happened in the first seven chapters.
就在前六章，箴言的前六章。 这个我儿这个词竟然就出现了有24次之多，可见是多么的那个。Yeah,
so he kept saying, my son, listen to me.
好像他在一直反反复复在说，我儿，我儿，你要听父亲的教诲。So
those fathers here, you wanna say, okay, from what Bible that I like to share, with my children, my son, this Proverbs could be a very adequate book.
所以在座的父亲们，如果你不知道怎么样跟你的儿女来分享关于神的话，那么这本书确实是很好的。And
so I like to share about what this book is all about. I like to share the first nine chapters especially.
所以我计划要来和大家一起来看这本书究竟是怎么样写的。我计划要。
A brief introduction of this book. So this book, as we said, is a father, his instruction to his son. So it is actually King Solomon want to teach his son.
这就是所罗门王
And he said these wisdoms that he actually also learned from his parents as well.
这智慧也是所罗门从他的父亲那里领受来。So
in his in verse chapter 4, he says, "Oh, hear, sons, the instruction of a father, and give attention that you may gain understanding." And verse 3 says, "When I was a son to my father, tender and only son in the sight of my mother, then he taught me and said to me."
第三节，我在父亲面前为孝子，在母亲眼前为独一的娇儿。
Then he taught me and said to me, "Let your heart hold fast to my words, keep the commandments and live."
父亲教训我说，你心要存记我的言语，遵守我的命令，便得存活。So
this book is written by King Solomon.
这本书我们都知道是所罗门王写的。And
we know that Solomon was the wisest person in the world at the time.
我们知道当时所罗门是世界上最聪明的人，最有智慧的人。And
Bible recorded how wise he was. In dealing with a very complicated issue.
圣经告诉我们，当他面临很难的问题的时候，他是怎么样解决的？
The reason why he became the wisest person in the world because God one day asked him to ask God for anything that he wanted.
他为什么会变成世界上最有智慧的人，是因为有一天当神问他他需要什么祝福的时候，
God said, you ask me for anything, I'll give it to you.
神对他说，你向我求什么，我必赐给你。
And Solomon says, I'm young. I didn't know how to rule your people. So Solomon asked for wisdom.
所罗门回答说，我很年轻，不知道怎么样管理你的百姓，我所需要的乃是智慧。
So I know how to rule your people with justice, righteousness.
所罗门说，我知道怎么样凭着公义，公平来管理你的百姓。
And God was so pleased. God said, I'll make you the wisest person in the whole world. And besides, all these things you didn't ask for, I will all give it to you. The wealth, the honor, the glory.
所以神很高兴回答他说，我会把智慧赐给你，不光如此，我会把你，我会把一些你没有求的那些尊贵、财富、荣耀都一起赐给你。
Don't you want to know the how wise he was, and he recorded in this Proverbs?
如果你要知道所罗门究竟有多么有智慧的话，那么你就要来读这本书。
All fathers, don't you want to know that?
作为父亲的，你们想要知道这智慧吗？
It should pique our interest, wanting to know what exactly. Solomon's wisdom is about.
他实在是告诉我们所罗门的智慧究竟是什么。
And it's recorded in this book.
因为在这本书里边记载了下来。And
also he says that not only because these wisdoms came from him, those all these proverbs came from him, but also he taught us that he learned that also from his father.
所罗门告诉我们，这所有这本书上的智慧，是他的，而且他也说这智慧是从他的父亲来的。
At least some of them.
至少一部分是从他父亲来的。And
also in the proverb, in the end, we know that someone collected in the chapter 25, Solomon died. The later generation collected the other proverbs Solomon had and put it in this book.
我们知道从第二十四章以后，所罗门死了，那么是他的后面一些人把他的智慧，把所罗门的智慧收集起来，记录在二十四章以后的内容。
And chapter 30 and 31, actually, Holy Spirit collected the proverbs from other nations. We don't know exactly which nation it from, but Holy Spirit gathered them together in the last two chapters.
那最后的两章呢，三十章到三十一章呢，可能是圣灵不知道是从大概从什么地方哪个国家收集来的，也把它汇编在这本书的里面。So
this book, basically, we're saying it contains knowledge and wisdom from the Lord and also from other places.
所以我们相信这本书是都是从神来的智慧，从别的地方也收集了。Even
came from other unknown sources, but God put them all together for us to learn wisdom.
不管是从什么样的地方来的，补充进来的，但是加在一起都是神。
The main theme of this book is about wisdom.
这本书的, 主要的, 特点就是智慧。
You know, what do you mean by wisdom?
那么智慧是什么呢?
Wisdom in the Hebrew means a skill.
在希伯来原文就是指, 一个技巧。
For example, if you are a carpenter, you consider wise if you master your skill for the carpentry.
比如说你是一个木匠的话, 那么你的智慧就是在于怎么样做好这个木工的活。
I give you all the work to build a, you know, the woodwork, and you're able to succeed.
然后我告诉你, 你要怎么样来, 一个男厨要怎么样来做这个, 这个木工的活的时候, 你凭着技巧能做得非常好。
Yeah, or your, you know, some other trades. If you know, you have experience and knowledge, and you can make it very well, and then Bible consider use that word as wisdom. You're wise.
或者说别的行业，不管是什么，只要你有足够的知识技巧来做成那个行业所要做要求的工作，在就是智慧。So
when Bible use that term, we know it is a skill to live right before God.
那么当圣经在用这个智慧的词的意思，就是指我们有足够的技能，能够在神的面前能够过一个公义的生活。So
the skill to enable us to live a godly life.
就是过一个圣洁的生活，在神的面前。
A skill that enable us to navigate all the traps and temptations in this world to live a godly life to the glory of God.
也就是在这个世界上充满这么多的试探试验的环境的里面，我们仍然能够胜过各种各样的难处，能够过一个敬虔的讨神喜悦的生活。So
this word wisdom and wise in this book occur 117 times, according to my count. I counted from NASB Bible, but some I read the commentary. The Bible says 125 times.
根据我的计算，是根据美国新译本的那个计算，大概有这个智慧这个词出现有117次之多，但有的人根据别的版本。
In comparison, fool happened 77 times.
那么这个愚昧呢，相对应的另外一个词叫愚昧，反义词，那么出现了有77次之多。
So this book definitely is about wisdom.
所以这本书完完全全是关于智慧。
It's in the Bible, there are other three books called the wisdom books.
我们都知道，在圣经里边还有三本书被称作智慧书卷。
The other one is Job.
另外一本就是约伯。
He tells us about suffering in the world.
就是约伯记呢，是讲到在这个世上怎么样经历苦难。
You read that book, then you'll gain wisdom to understand suffering.
那么如果你读约伯记呢, 就能够帮助你明白经历苦难的智慧。
And you're able to face suffering in your life.
你就能够胜过, 你生命中的苦难。
Another book is called Ecclesiastes.
另外一本书就是传道书。
It gives you wisdom to have insight to the life in this world.
它乃是给我们能够深刻地明白我们在这地上的一生的意义。
Everything we see and we've done in under the sun is vanity. Vanity.
我们在这个阳光之下所做的一切的事情都是虚空的虚空。
And another book, also called a wisdom book, in the New Testament, it's the book James, Book of James.
另外第三本也可以称作智慧书卷的，就是新约的雅各书。
So three books in Old Testament, one in New Testament.
加起来就是三本书是在旧约，一本书在新约。
Of course, that whole Bible, if we learn, will give us the wisdom from the Lord.
当然我们可以泛义的来讲,广义的来讲, 就是整本圣经也都是给我们智慧的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, so reading the Proverbs' primary goal for us is to understand wisdom, how to navigate through this life in order to live godly life.
那么箴言这本书呢，就是关于智慧，告诉我们能够在这个世上能够胜过各样的难处，能够过一个敬虔生活的智慧。
So it has two large sections.
它分成两大段。
And first section is from chapter 1 to chapter 9.
第一段是从第一节到第九节。
Chapter 1 through chapter 9.
从第一节,就从第一章到第九章。
So these nine chapters by itself is the one section. And the next section is from chapter 10 all the way to the end of the book, chapter 31.
那么第二段呢,是从第十章开始一直到最后31章。
So the first session, 1 through chapter 9, it is the encouragement, encourage his son to study the Proverbs.
那么第一段呢,乃是要鼓励他的儿子来寻求, ,真言或者智慧。
So it talks about the wisdom a lot.
他讲到智慧这个词特别的多。
Two chapters, devoted two full chapters, chapter 8 and chapter 9, talk about wisdom.
第八章到第九章就专门讲这个智慧。
And then in the word wisdom is also you know all over the this first nine chapters.
那么智慧这个词也是在这个前九章中。
And you can see, so we can read some of them here in chapter 1, verse 1.
比如说第一章的第一节,
it says, the proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to discern the saying of understanding.
以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的箴言, 要使人晓得智慧和训诲, 分辨通达的言语。
Verse 3, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity.
使人处事, 领受智慧, 仁义, 公平, 正直的训诲。
So here you see that in the first three chapters, you see wisdom and wise twice already.
在这前三节我们就看到智慧这个词已经出现了两次。
And then if you read chapter the verse 20,
那么20节呢?
So wisdom shouts in the street, she lifts her voice in the square, at the head of noisy street she cries out, at the entrance of the gate in the city she utters her saying.
第20节,智慧在街市上呼喊,在宽阔处发声。 在热闹街头喊叫,在城门口,在城中发出言语。
So here, wisdom actually made the call. Wisdom does not keep silent.
这儿我们看见,智慧它不是一个无声的,它乃是发出呼叫声。
Wisdom here described as very desperate, because we are all born, Bible says, like a sheep, like a dumb sheep, gone astray to our own ways.
这儿我们实在是看见智慧好像是在嘶声竭力的呼喊我们，因为我们这些人生下来就像是那个愚笨的羊群一样的。So,
in the Proverbs, the wisdom actually cry out aloud in the street corners, so that everyone can hear.
就好像智慧在一个街边上,街头大声的呼喊,喊叫一样。
Like today, you heard her crying.
就像今天,你也能够听到这样的喊叫声。
And she says, how long? You need simple ones. Why do you love your simple-mindedness. So in the Proverbs also, the simple is in a bad sense.
有继续说, 你们愚昧人, 爱喜爱愚昧, 要到什么时候呢? 好像,
yes.
圣经把那个简单看作是愚昧。
In the Bible, because we know that the simple, sometimes in some context, is actually a good thing in terms of our motive, simple motive of the Lord. But in this context, simple means that you don't have knowledge.
简单，或者说有时候在圣经里边啊，是一个正面的词。比如说我们讲到我们有单纯的动机来寻求神，但是在这里，在这箴言这本书里边，这个简单啊是表示愚昧。
Because if you're simple-minded, that means that you're gullible. You'll be easy to be deceived.
如果你是一个简单的头脑，就说明你这个人比较容易被欺骗。
And in this world, if you are deceived, you're not going to be able to live a godly life.
如果你在活在这个世上，如果你被蒙骗了，你就不可能活出一个敬虔的生活来。Because
sins are packaged in a nice, sweet things to attract us.
因为罪都是被包装过的，好像看起来能够诱惑人。
So you can see just from chapter 1, you see this wisdoms all over already.
所以从第一章我们就已经看到了，智慧这个词已经是多次反复的出现。So
you can see this world wisdom all across first 9 chapters.
同样的，在前九章里边也是如此多的出现。And
he devoted this chapter 8 and 9, 2 chapters, solely for the wisdom.
第八章、第九章就单单讲到智慧啊，这个词，这个。And
also, important point we'd like to make is that in the Bible, wisdom means you have to build on the foundation with the relationship with God.
我们都知道在圣经里面讲智慧的时候，必须要把这个智慧建立在我们与神的那个。
So that in chapter 1 verse 7, he says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
所以在第一章第七节这么讲，敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
And chapter 9, 10, he says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
第九章的第十节这么说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
So, Bible in Proverbs very clearly it tells us that the fear of the Lord is the foundation to know the wisdom of God in the Bible.
所以圣经非常清楚地告诉我们，敬畏耶和华乃是明白圣经里边所讲的这个智慧。Actually,
the whole Bible, David called it the fear of God.
所以, 大卫王把整本圣经啊说成是敬畏神。
So in the Bible, in the Psalm 19, he called Bible different names with the different names.
所以在比如说在诗篇十九篇啊，大卫把圣经换成一个别的名字。
He called all with all different names, and one of them is the fear of the Lord.
那么第当然我们知道圣经可以叫做别的名很多名字，但是在这儿讲到说，乃是敬畏神，把圣经叫做。That
means that if we read the Bible correctly, based on what God intended us to do, then in our heart will grow the fear of the Lord.
也就是说，如果我们读圣经，用过正确的神所要求的那样的观点来读的话，那么这个圣经所给我们带出来的是对神的敬畏。
So we really need to encourage brothers and sisters and how, especially fathers, how to learn the Bible with our children together.
所以我们实在是需要来鼓励做父亲的怎么样和儿女一道的来
In chapter 2, verse 3 and verse 4, it said this. If you cry, now it's not wisdom now. Wisdom cry out aloud to attract our attentions. Now it is us, our part. He says, if you cry out for discernment, lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver, search for her as a hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God.
箴言第二章第三节，我们来看，呼求明哲，扬声求聪明，寻求他如寻找银子，搜求他如同搜求隐藏的珍宝，你就明白敬畏耶和华，得以认识神。Dear
brothers, see here, God wants us to have this. God wants to be desperate to understand God's word.
在这里，神实在是让我们要来渴求神。
So not just to pay attention, not just to incline our heart in verse 2, but if we cry out, we have this desperation in our heart. We're desperate. If I don't have a word of God, I don't know how to live.
我们必须要有这个非常渴求的心，不光是侧耳听智慧，专心求聪明而已，还要来呼求，来扬声的求。
You know, the story was told that once a young man wants to learn wisdom, so he went to Socrates. Sukalati.
Okay. Oh. 有这么一个故事，有一个年轻人，他希望能够明白认识智慧，他就去见苏格拉底。
So Socrates said, hey, you follow me.
苏格拉底就说,
so the young man followed him, and he went to this beach and went into the water.
苏格拉底就到了海滩，进到了海水里面。
And he continued to follow into the deeper place until it's about the chest. Deep.
那么他一直跟随他，一直到了这个水漫到了胸口的位置。
And then Socrates pushed his head down into the water. And this young man felt very funny in the beginning, but he said, oh, what does that mean? But he was in the water. And then gradually, you know, that he need to breathe. So he wanna he struggled, tried to, you know, to get the air. So she thought the Socrates would know. Will release his hand upon his head.
那这个年轻人可能一开始不明白为什么苏格拉底要这样做。那么他认为他也挣扎，因为他要过一会儿他要呼吸嘛，所以他认为苏格拉底应该知道他需要头要抬出水面来呼吸。As
he struggled to try to lift up his head, he noticed that Socrates' hand actually pushing down harder.
当他想要抬起头来呼吸的时候，他感觉到苏格拉底的手压得更重，一直在把他压到水里面。Now
he felt it's not funny at all, so he just tried to get air.
那么他就挣扎想要呼吸呀，他觉得这并不好玩。And
but Socrates' hand will not remove his hand. He actually pressed down harder.
苏格拉底的手压得更紧。Until
he almost passed out.
直到这个年轻人几乎要昏过去了。All
of a sudden, Socrates lifts him up.
突然, 苏格拉底把他头抬出水面。And
Socrates said, if you want to look for wisdom, like you try to get that breath of air, then you'll find it.
如果你 苏格拉底对他说：“如果你寻找智慧，就像刚才你要竭力的想要寻找，想要呼吸那样的绝望的话，你就能够寻找到智慧。”
If you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding.
如果你能够呼求明哲，扬声求聪明。
Then you'll find, in verse 5, you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God.
那么你就会来到第五节所讲的那样，你就必明白敬畏耶和华的认识。I
think a problem with me and with others, we're not that desperate.
我相信我个人我的问题或者在座各位大家的问题就是我们并没有那样绝望的想要寻求。
We really need that kind of desperation. We need God's word.
我们必须要有这么一个极大的渴求的心。
Like we need to take the breath of air,
young man.
Not only on Sundays, but Friday Bible study.
不光是星期天，星期五的查经也是应该如此。
You need to come and Friday Bible study.
你应该来星期五查经。
Not only every day you spend time in God's Word, Friday Bible study is a wonderful time. We learn together. It has special blessing to understand the Bible.
星期五晚上我们在一起查经，我们有特别从神来的祝福，我们一道做。
And verse 4, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasure.
第四节，寻找她如寻找银子，搜求她如搜求隐藏的珍宝。
See, we can, if we understand the true value of God's Word, the wisdom that we learn from God's Word, if we really see, our eyes are open to see the value of it,
如果我们真实要来明白神的话，明白神话里面所隐藏的智慧的话，
it's more than silver, it's more than treasure.
我们就知道它胜过银子，胜过珍宝。
I sometimes wonder that if everyone come to Friday Bible study, brother will stand in the door and hand out $100 bill. Everyone, Friday night, you come Bible study, will give $100 bill. Right? Wow, yeah, can't find Friday, so tired. Right? You know, gas price rising up. Gas, I have to pay. But think of $100 bill. Whoa. Would you come? Every time you come, you're going to get $100 bill. From Brother Huang. Brother
Huang's not here. 为了吸引大家来，如果每次你来，在门口就有一个人会发一张100美金给你，你会怎么样想呢？ 我们平时间星期五来查经，常常觉得一个星期太累了，非常累，不愿意来。 汽油费又这么贵，所以觉得实在付不起这个代价。但是如果你突然觉得说，突然感觉到说是有一个人在那里每个星期五晚上要给你100美金的话，从皇帝兄的口袋里面掏出来，那你肯定就会受到鼓励，对不对？
Just be serious. Think about it. Your children included. You have 5 in your family, like my family. I got $500.
想想我们非常认真地来看这个问题，假如说我们全家一起来，我知道我们全家是五口人，一起来不一下就可以得500块钱了。
Wouldn't we strive to come to Bible Friday Bible study?
我们会不会星期五一起全家都来查经呢？
When I feel tired, I think like, do I want to get $100 or not? It helped me clear my mind. To set my goal clearly.
当我非常累的时候，我在挣扎的时候，我心里面就会在想，我要不要去得那100块钱？我相信这样的简单的想法，使我们的头脑里面的各种事情都变得简单。Of
course, every time it works. Of course, I want to come.
如果你真是这样来想的话，你就会来星期五的查经。It
helped me all the time. Yeah, of course, I'm still tired, but. This motive, right, will overcome tiredness, overcome all whatever the thing, situation you have.
当然我们仍然是很累的，我们仍然有各样的事情缠绕着我们，但是我们只要简单的这样去想，就能够使我们有这样的动力来查经。But
Bible says it's more than $100.
当然圣经告诉我们，绝不是那100美元所值的。
It's more than silver.
是超过,
more than any precious stone.
超过任何珍宝,
then you will discern the fear of the Lord, discover the knowledge of God.
这样做的话, 你就必然要明白, 敬畏耶和华。
I know that we need to encouragement with each other.
我当然知道我们必须要来彼此一同鼓励。
We all learn this together.
我们一起来学。
Take your children to Friday Bible study is very important.
带你的儿女来星期五的查经是非常重要的。
Now we learn the wisdom of the Lord together.
我们一同来学习, 神。
But also friendship built on the relationship with the Lord. So my original plan actually is the detailed study of chapter 2, but I just use 2 points to encourage brothers and sisters, especially those who are fathers.
我本来的想法是要把这第二章更深的来分享。 但是我想我的主要点就是来鼓励做父亲的。So
we can use word of God to teach our children.
我们用神的话来教导我们的儿女。So
the testimony of the Lord will be with our family.
那么在我们的家中就有神的见证。Our
children may grow up loving the Lord, serving the Lord.
我们的儿女就长大可以
And they will also teach their children. So that we can all, while we are waiting for the Lord, we can be a testimony on earth.
这样做,
So we want to read again the chapter. Genesis
18.
So, since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。
For I have chosen him, so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him.
我眷顾他，为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵行我的道，秉公行义，使我应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。Let's
have a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for this hour, your presence, and your word. Father God, may the Holy Spirit continue to encourage us with your word. Continue to shed the light in our heart. To guide our path. Every day we learn from you how to live godly life that please him, please you.
让我们每一天能够过一个敬虔的生活，逃离喜悦的生活。
We look to you for your blessing every hour throughout this week.
也求你来保守我们这个星期每时每刻的生活。Father,
we ask you to bless our children.
父啊，我们求你也祝福我们的儿女们。Wherever
they are this morning.
不管今天早晨他们在何处何地。We
ask you to show your mercy upon them, a guided path.
我们求你赐怜悯给他们，引导他们。In
Jesus' holy name we pray.
奉耶稣圣名祷告。
Amen.